It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Sonny's has an upstairs private dining room that holds up to 50 people. It's a perfect place to host your upcoming baby or bridal shower, business meeting, or get together. Call Sonny's Family Diner for more details, 730-4834. Sarah, what are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are continuing our theme week on accidental inventions.
That's right.
And today we're talking about the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something that we use almost every day.
You could tell me somebody accidentally invented safety pins or the slinky, but to accidentally invent the microwave?
Yeah.
What happened?
So the principle behind microwave cooking was discovered by a guy named Percy Spencer, an engineer who worked for defense contractor Raytheon.
Mm.
He was one of the world's leading experts in radar tube design, whatever that is, and helped Raytheon win a government contract to develop and produce combat radar equipment during World War II.
Yeah.
So one day while he was building magnetrons, building magnetrons.
Another magnetron built.
Spencer was standing in front of an active radar set when he realized that the Mr. Goodbar candy bar that he had in his pocket had melted.
Mm.
So he was not the first to notice this phenomenon, but he was the first one to investigate it. So he decided to experiment using food.
But he wasn't the candy bar was in his pocket. It melted. He was not concerned about maybe the rest of him.
Yeah, no,
like
guess
what
not.
That might be
no,
going
I guess
on.
Not. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well.
So he decided to experiment using other foods besides candy bars. The first food deliberately cooked with Spencer's microwave oven was, appropriately enough, popcorn.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah.
And the second was an egg, which exploded in the face of one of his coworkers.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Before
whoopsies.
TikTok. Otherwise, we'd be seeing that in a loop.
Yeah, yeah. So after some more experiments, Spencer deduced that the food was being heated by low-density microwave energy that could penetrate solid objects.
Of course, yeah.
So by October of 1946, Raytheon had filed a patent for a microwave based on Spencer's idea, eventually named the Radar Range.
The Radar Range.
Are you familiar with the Radar Range?
Did they used to call it that on, like, game shows? Like, you could win a Radar Range. What time period are we talking about?
1946.
No. How long did they call it the Radar Range?
I don't know.
Well, keep reading. Maybe we'll find out.
The name was the winning entry, apparently, in an employee contest.
Oh.
So kudos to whoever came up with that.
Radar Range.
For his invention, Spencer received no royalties, but he was paid a one-time $2 gratuity from Raytheon.
Wow.
The same token payment the company made to all inventors on its payroll at that time for company patents.
$2.
Two whole dollars, which it was 1946. So, I mean, that was worth more.
What, like $10?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Yeah. So in 1947, the first commercially produced microwave oven was 6 feet tall.
Wow.
And it weighed about 750 pounds.
Stick that over the stove.
Yeah, just put that in the corner of your kitchen, I guess.
Yeah.
And it cost around $5,000. That is over $60,000 today.
Wow.
So not a big seller.
No.
Obviously.
No.
Figuring a home appliance manufacturer might have better luck than a defense contractor. Raytheon licensed the design to the Tappan Stove Company in 1952, under contract to Whirlpool, Westinghouse, and other major appliance manufacturers. Tappan produced several variations of their built-in model from around 1955 to 1960, but due to maintenance and the cost, because again, even though it was lower cost, it was $1,295 or $13,000 today.
Wow,
sales were still quite limited.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, obviously. So in 1965, Raytheon, looking to expand their radar range technology into the home market, acquired Amana to provide more manufacturing capability. In 1967, they introduced the first popular home model, the countertop radar range, which still was expensive. It was sold for $495, which is $4,000 today.
Wow.
That's still way too much for a microwave.
To heat up your leftovers?
You're right.
And
yeah, that's a lot.
Popcorn,
that's
a lot.
Yeah. By the late 1970s, there was an explosion of low-cost countertop models from many major manufacturers. Formerly found only in large industrial applications, microwave ovens increasingly became a standard fixture of residential kitchens. By 1986, about 25% of households in the U.S. owned a microwave oven. That was up from about 1% in 1971.
That's a big jump.
And today, more than 90% of U.S. households own a microwave oven.
There you go.
Now, you can do more than cook food in a microwave oven. Did you know
what?
That studies have investigated the use of the microwave oven to clean non-metallic sponges, kitchen sponges.
Oh, I can stick them in there. It'll...
Which have been thoroughly, you have to wet them down first.
Yeah.
A 2006
Otherwise,
study.
Otherwise, what, they'll burst into flames?
Probably. Oh, yeah. A 2006 study found that microwaving wet sponges for 2 minutes at 1,000 watt power removed 99% of bacteria, including E. coli.
What with the, what's with the one? What's with the, it's like the Coke.
Well, they can't, 1%. You can't be 100% sure.
Why not?
I don't know.
I would like to be 100% sure.
Well,
what if I do 2 minutes and 30 seconds? Will that get me 100%?
Maybe. Maybe.
I'd really like 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Gotta make sure it's not metallic. That's all.
That's all. Yeah. Otherwise, you have a dinner and a show.
Yep.
You picked out a record to go along with the microwave, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we would play Heat of the Moment
right.
by Asia.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 Asia, the group, and Heat of the Moment, the song. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about microwaves yes. as part of our theme week on accidental inventions.
There you go. Heat of the Moment it is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, the microwave was created thanks to a melting candy bar in the inventor's pocket.
The first commercially produced microwave was 6 feet tall and weighed 750 pounds.
And today, more than 90% of U.S. households own a microwave.
There it is.
We were just discussing our microwave situations.
Yeah, we have two very different microwave situations.
Yeah.
You have your
mine is in a terrible, awful, really bad spot. It's up high, which is not ideal for a shorter person like me.
It's over the stove, though. It's not like
no, it's not over the stove.
Oh, it's not over the stove.
No.
Oh, I thought it was. Over
no,
the,
it's
I was
not.
Assuming. Oh, it's just
no,
over.
It's just I can't even explain it.
It's over
just,
the countertop.
No.
It's
over
the
top
the
of some other drawers. I don't even know. It's
okay.
It's a ridiculous spot for a microwave. But that's where it was when we moved in, and that's where it stayed.
That's
so.
Where it's okay. And you haven't you haven't scalded yourself.
I have
falling
not, but
head.
I do have to stand on my tippy toes to get the food out of the microwave.
Good
for
you.
Not ideal.
Good for you. I have a drawer microwave that is in the counter, and it comes out, and that's a pain. It's a bit of a pain to clean.
Mm.
If I'm honest, there's no like rotating dish to take out to clean. You actually have to like. Clean the inside of this.
So the food
drawer.
Doesn't rotate?
Food does not rotate. The food stays stationary and gets heated up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does it do a good job?
It's the same like we joke about. You get a hot bowl of cold food sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
But it operates. I mean, it does, you know, no worse than any other microwave. Folks want to learn more about the microwave, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
That's
if
right.
you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. Super. We're going to wrap up the week tomorrow. Accidental Inventions 410, Episode 5.
That's right.
We'll be here. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic and weather on the way. Tracy Chapman as well on Legends 1027 playing the biggest hits in the history of the world.